Hello.
Good evening. My name is Roger, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We aren't selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Can you help us with that?
Well, it depends on what the survey is about.
This is for a political survey.
Okay. Go ahead.
And may I know, do you or does anyone on any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for the U.S. Senate? Florida State Legislature, local offices in Miami-Dade, Dade County, in sheriff and supervisory elections on Tuesday, August the 20th. Are you going to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And may I know what is your racial background? Are you Hispanic, African American, Anglo-Saxon, or Asian?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And may I know your age?
74.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Corruption in county government, housing and property insurance cost, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, taxes and county government spending, crime and public safety.
Okay, I can just pick one?
Yes.
Okay, illegal immigration.
Okay. Now you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you don't have an opinion or never heard of the person, you can tell me that as well.
Okay.
Can you tell me about Joe Sanchez? Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion?
Neutral.
Okay.
In between.
Okay. What about Rosanna Cordero Stubbs?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Jose Aragu?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, like, for the local government here in Miami-Dade, I'm not very familiar with the politicians and stuff. I'm more knowledgeable about the national picture.
Okay. But don't worry, just tell me if you don't know the person, just tell me you don't know him.
Okay, I don't know the person.
Okay, what about Mario Knapp?
Mario?
Knapp.
Knapp?
Yeah.
Don't know him.
Okay, what about Francis Suarez?
Favorable.
Okay, somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about Ernesto Rodriguez?
Don't know him.
Okay. What about Kevin Marino Cabrera?
Don't know him.
What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. As you might know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices, such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collectors, and supervisor of elections. But previously, the people in these positions have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor. But now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect the candidates to these offices. Knowing that, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? You can tell me as soon as you listen to the name or wait until the list finishes.
Okay.
Jaspen Bishop, Joe Sanchez, Jose Aragu, Alexander Fournette, Rolando Riera, Ernesto Rodriguez, Roman De La Rua, Jeffrey Giordano, John Rivera, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Ignacio Alvarez, Mario Knapp.
I'd have to know more about them, which I don't know right now. I'd have to look them up and check out their records and stuff.
Okay. Okay. And I will give you a smaller list, actually, about the candidates. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom will you vote? Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Joe Sanchez, or someone else you have in mind?
Oh, maybe Joe Sanchez.
Okay. And as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Joe Sanchez, or someone else?
Again, even though she may be endorsed by President Trump, I'd still have to check it out and see what her background is, see if she's qualified for the job.
Okay, so it will be Cordero Stutz or Sanchez, knowing that fact.
If she has President Trump's endorsement, then I would vote for her.
Okay, and prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
I was unaware.
Okay. Okay, I will give you a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public School and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero Stutz?
Okay, well, do you have a background on Rosanna, on what she's done, or if anything?
I will get into it.
Okay. Okay, but no, from what you've told me, just off the top of my head, I would say that Joe Sanchez is more qualified for that position with his background.
Okay, now let me give you a statement for both of the candidates, then you will tell me how we'll vote. I have first the candidate Rosanna Cordero Stutz. The supporters say that Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. The opponents says that Rosanna Cordero Stutz has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with the progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Levin Cava. Now I have the statement for Joe Sanchez. The supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly support President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez served as a Miami County Commissioner for over a decade and is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. And one final for the last time. Taking into account both a statement that you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Rosanna Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez or someone else you have in mind?
I don't have anybody in mind, but I would have to consider it very carefully before I voted for either one of them.
Okay. And this is these following questions are just for Democratic, and this is for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay, very conservative or somewhat?
Very conservative.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with two-year degrees, with four-year degree.
I have three associate's degrees.
Okay. And this is I want to know as a political background only, and this is for statistical purposes. What is your national ancestry? Cuban, Uruguayan, Mexican, Paraguayan?
Puerto Rican.
Okay. And in your home, do you always speak English? Mostly speak English, but you speak some Spanish? And do you speak English and Spanish equally?
I mean, my wife speaks more Spanish than English, so I speak more Spanish in the house, but, you know, I speak in both without any problem.
Okay. Okay, this is everything that I need from you today. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.